I want to remind you of the importance of good health during these insane, even biblical times that are unfolding in front of us. Maintaining your immune function, maintaining your cognition, maintaining your ability to heal, your ability to adapt to stress, and other things are more critical now than ever before, because we're facing now unfolding history that's more insane than ever before, and the stresses on all of us are going to push us to the limit. Now, think about what is happening. We are living under the global enslavement protocols of extermination globalists who want to exterminate the human race. And they are starting wars in order to cover up their crimes, for one thing, cover up their vaccine Holocaust crimes, to cover up their financial crimes. They're starting a war that ultimately is designed to achieve enslavement and extermination of the human race. And those who are not healthy, and those who are living on junk food and toxic chemicals laced in the food supply, GMOs and pesticides and pharmaceuticals, popping pills all day long, those people, from the point of view of the globalists, those are the low-hanging fruit of extermination. Those people are easy for the globalists to kill. Very easy, because they have no resilience. It's just one more release of a bioweapon pandemic, and a lot of people will die. And the masses lack the knowledge that you probably possess and that I have, that I teach, the knowledge of how to survive a pandemic, how to boost immune function, how to have, you know, emergency first aid protocols, and how to use extraordinary substances from chlorine dioxide to colloidal silver and many other substances in order to protect yourself during these insane times. Most people don't have that knowledge. They don't even know about the power of vitamin C or zinc or quercetin or vitamin D, for that matter. And that's all by design. The globalist extermination pushers have kept the human race ignorant and dumbed down while living under a police state control grid that involves, of course, censorship and government disinformation and, quote, science misinformation, rigged medical journals, corrupted corporate media, corrupted entertainment, and so on, in order to make sure that people have no knowledge that is necessary for their own survival. Whereas what I do, and what I know you appreciate and what you help share with other people, is the knowledge of survival. In fact, I've got a new book coming out sometime in 2024. It's called Survival Nutrition. It's based on my free downloadable audiobook that you can download right now, by the way, survivalnutrition.com. That's the title of the book, and we have organized and rewritten with my team, by the way, an entire book based on that downloadable audiobook series. Again, download it for free, survivalnutrition.com. Because those principles are absolutely critical for making it through these times. And I also want to remind you, it's not just about nutrition, although that's critical, you know, phytonutrients and having immune-supporting foods, but it's also about being able to have quality sleep and being able to find ways to de-stress in your life, to spend time in nature, to spend time with a beloved pet or a family member or person, a friend, a group of friends. Whatever it is that allows you to de-stress, that's going to be critical to maintain during these times. And yes, sleep plays an absolutely crucial role in that. Your mental health is critical, but sleep is necessary for you to be able to function cognitively and to be able to make good decisions. And this is going to be one of the more difficult factors as society breaks down. And you start to see a lot of refugees fleeing the cities. You're going to see an increase in violent crime. You're going to see mobs of people, you know, robbing people's homes, looting, going from neighborhood to neighborhood, suburb to suburb, just trying to loot and pillage. And from their point of view, they're just trying to survive because the cities have collapsed and they've fled. And, you know, they're looking for food and water and shelter. From your point of view, these are looting mobs. that are a danger to homeowners. And so you're going to have to be able to maintain a lookout. It's going to be important that you are able to run firearms in self-defense as necessary, so that you have the physical strength and the hand-eye coordination and the muscle memory, the training in order to do that if it's necessary. You're going to need to be able to heal from possible injuries. And as you know, recently I went through a rather severe injury, nearly severing my index finger. And through the power of nutrition, I was able to almost fully recover from that injury in a period of just a few months in a way that doctors thought was impossible. And I did that with nutrition and also tuning forks and infrared light and lion's mane mushroom and regrowing my own nerves and so on. That's all part of it. But that's the kind of knowledge that I present in survival nutrition. That's the kind of knowledge that we all need in order to make it through what's coming. Now, stress is going to be insane, especially for people who haven't thought about any of this. You know, one advantage of being a prepper is that you have mentally rehearsed a lot of scenarios that could happen. If you've listened to my podcast for very long, you've already thought through what might happen if the power grid goes down, what might happen if there's an EMP attack or a solar flare, you know, what might happen in a cyber attack grid down scenario or a banking system failure or World War III, nuclear weapons, biological weapons, false flag operations, supply chain disruptions, you know, on and on. What happens if the dollar fails, if the banks fail? You've been through these, at least mentally, you've rehearsed the possibility of these things happening. And that's a healthy process to go through. Sometimes critics say, well, you focus on doom and gloom. No, it's called rehearsing for reality. When you rehearse these scenarios, then when they actually happen, it's not a shock to your neurology. For example, if you're training to be a martial arts fighter or a soldier, you rehearse the scenarios that you might go through. You rehearse being shot at or returning fire. You rehearse, you know, fire and maneuver drills. Or as a martial artist, obviously, you rehearse over and over again. You know, fighting, you could say, or training, or rolling, or, you know, jiu-jitsu, striking, grappling, whatever it is. This is training. So that when these scenarios present themselves, it's not a strange thing to your neurology. People who aren't prepared will absolutely freak out. And people who have never thought about the fact that their local grocery store may completely run out of food, they will freak out when that happens. People who have never thought about the collapse of the dollar, they will lose their minds when the dollar does collapse. And fortunately, that's not you. Fortunately, you are more ready than most. And that's why prepping makes such good sense. For example, people who prepped for pandemics before COVID, they were in many ways very much ready for the scenarios that unfolded during COVID. They were ready. They knew what was going to happen. Even though, remember the show? It was called Doomsday Preppers. I think it was, maybe it was a History Channel show. That show did nothing but mock preppers. It was making fun of preppers and saying, oh, look how crazy these people are thinking there might be a pandemic. Well, there was a plandemic anyway. And they made fun of people who thought there's going to be a nuclear war. Guess what? We're on the verge of nuclear war. They made fun of people who learn how to use firearms and have, you know, thousands of rounds of ammunition. Well, let me ask you, moving forward here, how many thousands of rounds of ammunition do you think you would like to have on hand right now? Because in my mind, it's many thousands of rounds of ammunition just in case. The preppers are emerging as the wise ones, the people who are actually going to make it through all of this. And nutrition and health have to be part of your preparedness. Don't forget about sanitation. Don't forget about acquiring chlorine dioxide, for example. And remember, the company I've interviewed and recommended is Safrax, SAFRAX.com. They're not a sponsor, by the way, but I'm a customer of theirs. And you can buy, I think, 500 tablets of chlorine dioxide in a tablet form. You just add it to water and it makes chlorine dioxide solution. You can buy 500 tablets for $30. It's amazing. That should be in everybody's preparedness kit, in my opinion. everybody should have extra supplies of chlorine dioxide and other sanitizers, and maybe hydrogen peroxide and povidone iodine, and of course also another form of iodine, you know, a supplement of iodine in case there's nuclear fallout and so on. But this is the time to think hard about all these things and make sure you are squared away with your preparedness. Because the chain of events that are being set into motion right now, should they proceed without being reversed, are going to lead to severe disruptions in the global supply chain. And what that means in reality is, number one, people are going to run out of pharmaceuticals. The big pharma supply chain is going to collapse. And I know a lot of people depend on pharmaceuticals for all kinds of things. Insulin, for example, or, you know, anti-seizure medications, or blood pressure medications, or what have you. Thyroid medications. You need to plan for those to not be available, because that's where things are very likely headed as this world war expands. Because where do most of the medications come from? They come from China or other countries. Most of them are not made in the United States, for those of you listening in the USA. In addition, consider prescription painkillers. That supply is going to be wiped out. And as the cities fall, the looting will target pharmacies among the very first businesses to be looted. And what will the looters steal? Painkillers. You know, OxyContin or whatever else is out there. I don't know all the painkiller pills, but prescription painkillers will be wiped out, and those will be for sale on the black market. And should you need some of those, because maybe you have a prescription for painkillers and you can't get them because the supply chain is broken down, you need to buy them for medical purposes, guess what you're going to need? Not the dollar, probably not cash, but something like either silver, gold, or ammunition. Those are going to be currency on the streets during the collapse. Gold, silver, ammunition, other similar things. And also, you know, prescription medications, by the way. Antibiotics will be in very short supply. And if you need antibiotics, you're going to pay dearly for them. It's another reason to stockpile some silver, by the way. If you ever need to buy antibiotics on the black market, you know, you're going to pay five times more, or even more than that, depending on the circumstances. But then wouldn't it be great to understand what are natural antibiotics? So I cover that in my book, Survival Nutrition. I have a whole section on that, natural antibiotics. Do you know what they are? Do you know how to grow them? You can grow them. Do you know how to use them safely? Are you aware of contraindications and allergy reactions and things like that? This is knowledge that you're going to need in order to survive. And remember, in a collapsed society, most people actually die from common infections and simple conditions like cholera because of failing sewage systems. Just not being able to wash your hands because you have no running water. Just like Israel recently turned off the water supply to Gaza, including all the hospitals, so they have no running water. Well, do you have a water supply? Do you have a water filter? Do you have soap? You know, we sell high quality soap, by the way. We have a new soap product with colloidal silver mixed in with the soap at my online store, healthrangerstore.com, if you want to search for that. It's a pretty cool solution right there. We also have bar soap now that is super high-end, no toxic fragrance chemicals of any kind, lasts a very long time. It's not like the crappy store-bought soap that just vanishes, you know, in record time. This is real hardcore soap. Bar soap, available now, healthrangerstore.com. But you're going to need soap. You're going to need a source of water. You're going to need a water filter. And by the way, we are so backlogged on the water filters right now, the gravity filters, the Big Berkey, because of the EPA's attacks on Big Berkey. Unbelievable. The EPA trying to shut them down, and a lot of orders are not getting filled. And it's becoming a very difficult situation. There will be days ahead when you just won't be able to buy water filters, period. Or you won't be able to buy soap. You won't be able to get, you know, basic necessities, food, ammunition. By the way, there's a big explosion at a Hornady ammunition plant right here in the United States, torched the place, and has set back Hornady ammunition production for probably at least a year, I'm guessing. The situation is becoming rather dire. And so whatever you can stock up on now that you know is going to help save you and protect you or have value as barter, now is the time to get it. As we're seeing with world events, also things can change overnight without warning. You're seeing that in Israel and Gaza, but also many other countries around there, Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon, Turkey, Iran, Syria, Afghanistan. Things can happen overnight without warning, and your circumstances can change so dramatically that you may have to live on whatever you just have at that day. I mean, that's what 2.3 million Palestinians just learned. They were living in Gaza, and one day, boom, just getting shelled and bombed, and you have 24 hours to evacuate with whatever you can carry with you, on foot in many cases, because the roads have been turned to rubble by the bombings. So what can you carry with you? Do you even have a go bag? What would you take? You know, another argument for privacy crypto, by the way, Monero, for example, which is very portable. Gold is fairly portable as well, but a lot of other things are not that portable, such as, you know, your gun collection. Can't carry all those guns with you. So what one gun do you need for sure? Well, probably should be a rifle, you know? Probably should be an AR, something like that. Just saying, think about these things in advance and have a plan in advance, because difficult times are coming. So again, for Survival Nutrition Wisdom, download my audiobook. It's free. It's at survivalnutrition.com. Just enter your email address there. You'll be able to download it if you haven't already. And I've also got, of course, the Global Reset Survival Guide, which is at globalreset.news. That's a different book, more hardcore about survival techniques and the refugees and the collapse of the cities and the future economy, what it's going to look like, salvage operation teams and so on. All of that covered in the Global Reset Survival Guide. It's funny how almost everything I predicted is now coming true. I mean, not funny, it's tragic actually, but it's, well, I saw this coming, and that's why I wrote these books years ago. And those who listen to this information are going to be able to survive this. And those who are oblivious about all this information will not likely survive very easily. So stay informed, get educated, spread the word. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com.